All right. Time now to catch up with Dynamo striker Albert Elise La Panterita. Well, Albert, just describe your header against Orlando City and what that goal meant to you.
It's so happy because of the big goal. I back to the goal and maybe one more. No other goal, but now my confidence is better. And I'm working hard for the next game, right?
The goal against Chile, too, what did that mean to him against such a big opponent?
No, muy importante. Creo que regresar al gol con la selección, me da confianza. Creo que luego regreso aquí. No jugué contra Cuba, me tocó entrar desde el segundo tiempo y comencé en la banca, pero me siento mucho mejor, me siento igual que antes, creo. Estoy trabajando bien y estoy intentando entrenar bien el año, que es muy importante para mí.
It built a lot of confidence for me. I go in that game, score. I feel like that was a moment that kind of changed my next week. That's just what it is now. And then I come back here with more confidence, given my performances there. And then Vancouver, I came off the bench with a lot of minutes back there. And then into this game against Orlando, I just think that was a pivotal point in this year versus getting to that contract.
Albert Elise joining us here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. The reality is this has been a difficult year for the club. Why does Albert think it's been so difficult?
Sí, por ahí creo que comenzamos muy bien la temporada. Luego, cuando nos toca ir a la selección, prácticamente nos perdimos 4 partidos al medio de año y creo que eso afectó bastante también, ¿no? Porque habíamos casi 5 jugadores que estábamos en selecciones cuando nos tocó ir a la Copa Oro. Luego creo que cuando regresamos ya no nos pudimos levantar de eso, empezamos a perder, dejamos de ganar en casa donde éramos fuertes, dejamos de hacer lo que sabíamos hacer en nuestra casa y al final eso nos tiene hoy en la posición que estamos, no haber podido sumar puntos en casa.
We definitely showed you off on the right foot. We ran out of the gate essentially and just held our own for the beginning of the year, and then you look at how many players left for the Gold Cup and just overall international competition in the summer. And I felt like that really changed the dynamic of the team and just how everyone just was able to adjust because there were so many vital pieces missing. And when everyone comes back, and it was tough to dig ourselves out of that hole, it was the hole that kind of even carried over to our form at home, a place where we were pretty much unbeatable. And then we dropped points there, dropped games there, and it was difficult to overcome that. And that's how we got to this position where we're pretty much in a do-or-die situation for the rest of the year.
Why does he think his personal game? Because you could argue he was the best player in the league in the beginning of the year. Why did his game go down so much? Because this is 2 straight years, and I think people go, well, if Albert Elise goes, so does the Houston Dynamo.
Sí, creo que ha sido complicado para mí. No creo que me ha tocado en las mis selecciones. Pues se espera mucho de mí siempre. Toda Honduras espera que cada partido trate, haga un buen partido o anote goles. Cuando las cosas no salen bien, entonces es complicado. No, igual aquí en el equipo, cuando las cosas empezaron a salir mal, uno de los primeros jugadores que me tocó venir a la banca, no sé si soy el culpable de lo que pasó, siempre se busca culpables, ¿no? Y al final, cuando el equipo empezó a jugar mal, cuando los resultados no se daban, pues yo pienso que por ahí la culpa recae un poco así, no más sobre mí que sobre otros jugadores.
Yeah, it's something that I'm used to just giving to the push that I have with the national team. Everyone looks for me to score there, everyone looks for me to perform there, and if I don't, I get called out for it. Same thing here. Everyone looks at me to put on the performance to keep the team in those games, and it just hasn't happened in certain stretches. It's definitely something that's been challenging, something that's been tough to overcome, just given that I've been back and forth between 2 very high-pressure situations, but that's the position that I want to be in. I want to be in those positions where people rely on me, the team relies on me, because I want to perform. I want to be that player that makes a difference, and I know that this year just hasn't worked out that way.
Does he feel it's sometimes too much pressure? Should other people be helping him and players be helping take the pressure off him?
No, hablando del club, creo que la presión siempre ha estado, ¿no? Yo creo que esto es un equipo, somos 11 jugadores, ¿no? se sabe que muchas veces los rivales me estudian muy bien y al final tratan de buscar la manera de detenerme, ¿no? Cuando tengo la pelota, muchas veces tengo dos o tres jugadores rápidos enfrente de mí, entonces muchas veces es difícil también, ¿no? Por ahí en defensa es difícil cuando en cada partido, antes de los 15 minutos, ya vas perdiendo el juego, entonces creo que para uno como atacante se vuelve más difícil, que cada partido comienza perdiendo al minuto 15, 20, 2-0, es difícil muchas veces levantarse.
I feel like the pressure is felt by everyone. Nobody wants to be in this position. I feel like everyone is very much raising their hand when called upon, just because it's a situation where teams, for the most part, know how to approach us, right? They look at me and they're like, all right, we need to target him. And that gives others the opportunity to find space and maybe get a little more open than what you would normally expect. And we would hope to capitalize on that, but it just hasn't been the case. As far as pressure, it's just something that comes with it, comes with the position as well. It's in the position where I'm going to get their best player, and they're going to expect the best out of me. And those are the kind of matchups that we've been having throughout the year. And for the most part, it's been roughly 50-50.
We're talking to La Pantherita, Albert Elise, great goal scorer for the Houston Dynamo. Off to an unbelievable start. He's provided us some wonderful, wonderful moments at BBVA Stadium and in Major League Soccer. I have to ask this question. Does he miss Romel Kyoto being on the field at the same time? Because when we saw the Dynamo scoring a lot of goals, a lot of times Romel was on the field and was a good balance for Albert. And is he disappointed in Romel's situation?
Bastante. Creo que sin duda, en los 3 años que vamos aquí, el jugador creo que más me ha asistido es Romel Kyoto, ¿no? Entonces, cuando él está en el campo, yo me siento más cómodo porque sé que tengo que estar listo y un paso de él va a llegar para que yo pueda anotar, o viceversa, yo asistir a él, ¿no? Creo que el mejor año del equipo fue el primer año, cuando jugaba él por una banda y yo por la otra, ¿no? Pero son cosas que han pasado en el equipo y al final todas las decisiones tienen sus consecuencias, ¿no? Y puede hacer que la consecuencia en este entonces es que estemos en la posición que estamos ahora, por eso.
Yeah, with the last 3 years, it's like the way we've worked together has brought out the best in both players, both in him and in me. I think one of our best years was the first year, where he was on one flank and I was on the other, and it was vice versa, right? I would provide an assist for a full goal off an assist from him, and we just worked very, very well. I'm definitely very comfortable with him. Just this year, with the way things have worked out, we haven't seen so much time on the field, and, you know, that just comes from various actions, various other variables that kind of put us in that spot where he's just not on the field at the same time, and we just haven't been able to play together as much. But definitely he's a player that I'm very comfortable with, someone that helped me grow as a player, and one that I understand very well. So it's just kind of where we are.
How does he support Romel in this moment where, you know, he's obviously not really involved with the team, he's not playing, he's not making the bench? How does he support Romel, and is it important for him to support Romel?
Sí, no, siempre hablo con él, por ahí trato de apoyarlo y decirle que siga trabajando, que eso siempre puede ser en la vida. Por ahí me gustaría que él estuviera jugando, ¿no? Creo que si llevo 8 goles, creo que si él estuviera dentro del campo en cada juego, tal vez llevaría, no sé, a 12, 15, no sé. Siempre que él está en el campo, siempre él me busca para asistirme y yo lo busco a él, entonces tal vez todo sería mejor, ¿no? Sabemos el potencial que él tiene, por ahí el club decidió ponerle una sanción, no sé, no sé si es correcto o no, no sé qué exactamente por qué, pero si esa es la decisión del club, pues no, yo solo soy un simple jugador y creo que no puedo hacer nada, pero lo que puedo decir es que, claro, que me gustaría que él esté en la cancha, creo que tal vez el equipo fuera marchado mejor en lo que va del año, ¿no?
Yeah, I keep up with him daily. We talk pretty often. It's encouraging. Given the situation he's in, he's still trying to maintain his fitness, and it's someone that we miss, just given what he brings to the team on the field. The player that I'm just very comfortable with playing, and I know that he's always looking for me, I'm always looking for him. It's just this dynamic that we've had, not just here, but also in the national team. And, right now we're in a position of what could have been, right? We just haven't seen him on the field, so maybe I have 4 or 5 more goals. It's tough to say, just because he hasn't been on the field and haven't had the service from him. I'm really sure I've kind of grown accustomed to over the next few years, but it's something we've is the problem we've battled, just kind of also put the team in a good position, just given that we've had other pieces missing throughout the year. He's definitely been one of them, and as of right now, it's just one of those positions where it's what could have been.
We're talking to Albert Elise. Albert, I would just say this, you know, look, it's never any one person. There's a lot of accountability that goes around generally in these situations. How much might be put on Wilmer Cabrera? Did he lose the team maybe in the locker room a little bit? Is that possible? Did that happen?
No, creo que la responsabilidad es de todos, no solo de él. No, los que jugamos al final somos nosotros, después de los que creen que son los mejores. Y creo que la responsabilidad es de todos. Todos tenemos culpa en lo que estamos ahora, desde la directiva, el entrenador, los jugadores. Creo que todos somos culpables de eso.
I don't feel it's fair to just put it all on his shoulders, whether or not he lost the locker room or not. He did what he felt was best. He put the players out there that he felt would give the team the best opportunity to win, and they kind of pulled up on everyone, right? From everyone on the field to the technical staff to the front office. It's just, it hasn't been a good year on the field that led to a lot of different changes and where we are right now.
Last question, Albert. Is Europe still the place you want to ultimately get to?
Claro, claro. Eso siempre ha sido mi deseo, ir a Europa. La verdad que estoy disputando este último partido. Vea que estos sean mis últimos tres partidos en el equipo. No sé si como que va a seguir para mí. Yo sigo trabajando. Estoy muy agradecido con el Houston. Siempre lo voy a dejar por el apoyo y las enseñanzas que me dieron. No sé si lo mejor para el equipo para mí es que si yo salga del equipo en enero, no sé. Ahora con la salida de Wilmer, que yo sé que él fue el que me trajo. Ahora el estilo de juego tal vez cambie y tal vez mi estilo no entre en el estilo del nuevo entrenador, pero voy a estar agradecido con el equipo por todo el apoyo que me dieron en estos tres años y porque me ayudaron a crecer futbolísticamente.
Absolutely, that is still my goal, and it's something that I definitely want to accomplish. When or how that will happen, that's to be determined. I'm still looking straight ahead at these three games because I've committed to this team, and I'm very grateful for what I've, how I've grown and what I've gained from my time here with Houston. There's just so much uncertainty coming forward. I'm not sure my skill set will fit with what the future of this club is, and that's something that's going to be determined down the line. So it's something that we'll address with this soon, whether or not what the future is. So it's all part of it, just given the change that's coming and what may occur down the line.
So that was Albert Elise on a number of very, very serious and important topics there. We appreciate his time. Edgar Valise helping us with the translation. Again, Akriwe, we'll take a break. We have more to come on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5.